Mad Marv's Notebook for August 7th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Let's see, I had a really bad night of sleep last night. Somehow I think I strained my shoulder and arm, ended up waking up around 2 or 3 a.m. With this pain in my arm and shoulder, and I had to go find some Icy Hot and use that to bring down the pain before I could get back to sleep. It's like one of the weirdest nights of sleep I've had in a while, and this is talking from somebody who once got bitten by a centipede in bed. I'm not sure how that happened, but it probably crawled up the leg of the bed or something. And yeah, I couldn't find any bites on my shoulder, and this does feel like a muscle strain. Even now, talking in the middle of the day afterwards, I'm still feel a little soreness in my shoulder. I can't figure out what I did to injure that, but I guess I gotta be more careful what side I sleep on. Normally when I roll over and sleep on the side, I'll get the pins and needles sensation when I wake up, but not this kind of pain in the middle of the night. That's weird. So anyway, today I'm going to talk about this fireworks photo I took back in 2009. This was the 4th of July fireworks show at Ala Moana, and it was one of the first times I really dabbled into HDR photography. And it was also the first time I ever rented a lens to shoot a show, or to shoot anything. Yeah, I got a really good deal at the time. This was from a company, I think they now call themselves Hawaii Camera, but back when it was Hawaii Full Rental, yeah, they had a really good deal for those long weekends. I think I only paid $40 for the long weekend to rent a 14-24 2.8 Nikon lens. If you've never seen it, this is one of the big round lenses that has a spherical shaped front element, so it looks like a really big lens, and you'd think that it was made for like a telescope, but it's actually an ultra wide lens, so it's kind of the other way. So anyway, when I was shooting the show, and actually when I was reviewing my pictures after the show, I noticed three particular frames that were almost like an HDR bracket. There was one that was really dark, a middle one, and one that was really bright. And just so happened that it coincided with one particular shell. It was at the beginning and the middle, and at the very end I got a really big pop, big exposure out of the shell when it popped. So it works pretty much like an HDR exposure, except all the settings were images taken at the same exposure settings. So putting it into HDR software was an interesting trick, but I got it to spit out a nice tone map image. And this is the first time I ever got an HDR picture that I kind of liked. And since then, I've experimented with other fireworks pictures, and I'll probably talk about them on a later show. But this one was the first time I made a really nice fireworks picture, and I think what got me hooked on photography, at least a little more hooked on photography. I think at the time I only had my D90 camera, my first DSLR, for about 6 to 8 months. Yeah, I picked it up as a treat for myself for Christmas one year, and it was the first time I really got a nice picture out of it. So anyway, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.